Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
When the school year started this fall, the State Department of Education rolled out a new program to train thousands of teachers to help non-English speaking students. The English language learning population is the fastest growing demographic in the state's public schools, but it's also consistently the worst performing, with the lowest MCAS student achievement test scores and the highest school dropout rates. The new mandated teacher training program has grand ambitions to improve student performance, but as WBUR's Asma Khalid reports, the changes come with a complicated history.
In order to understand why the state is training some 30,000 teachers, you have to rewind to 2002.
Some educators are pushing for a new English immersion program.
A crusader against bilingual education brings his campaign to Massachusetts.
Should the state put an end to bilingual education? An effort to put the question before voters is in the works.
Well, our state 11 years ago, voters in Massachusetts approved a ballot referendum that essentially banned bilingual education for kids who enter the public school system and don't speak English. It passed overwhelmingly, with almost 70% of the vote. Rosalie Porter was one of its leading supporters. She used to direct the bilingual program for Newton Public Schools.
We tried that native language approach. In fact, I believed in it. But over 20 or 30 years, the program simply didn't work for the students.
So with Porter's help, Massachusetts became one of only three states in the country to mandate sheltered English immersion. That system, called SEI for short, means public school children are taught all subjects exclusively in English. Those who cannot understand are placed in a special classroom with a curriculum designed for children learning English. All the textbooks, all the teaching is in English. Again, here's Rosalie Porter.
We expected that within 1 to 2 years of such help, they would be able to do everything, you know, speak, read, write, in English.
Porter believed in this model, but even she says it was implemented terribly here in Massachusetts.
I did not see evidence of developing new curriculum, training teachers.
Then, in July 2011, the U.S. Department of Justice intervened. It had been almost a decade since English immersion had become the law, and it wasn't working. Most students were not learning English within a year. Many were falling behind, being put in special education classes or dropping out of school entirely. The federal DOJ condemned the Massachusetts Department of Education, saying it had violated the Equal Educational Opportunities Act. That's because the state never required teachers who were working with English language learners to receive any sort of training. So in response to the DOJ complaint, the state agreed to train 30,000 teachers. Any teacher with even one ELL, or English Language Learning student, is expected to complete a special course on how to work with kids who don't speak English as their first language. In a district such as Boston, where about a third of kids are English language learners, that challenge is magnified. Antonietta Bolamé is the assistant superintendent in the Office of English Language Learners for BPS.
We need to do two things at once. Students need to learn the content and they need to learn the English. And that's very challenging for any teacher.
That wasn't always the case. 20 years ago, a math teacher would have just been expected to teach algebra. Now, that same teacher is expected to infuse lessons about quadratic equations with English vocab. The burden to teach English no longer falls solely on ESL teachers, because kids are integrated into regular classrooms. Math, science, history teachers, they're all expected to chip in.
And this is why I put some bilingual reading materials on your desk, because I want you to feel the struggle that an English language learner feels when they encounter text.
And Jennifer McCabe runs a training course for teachers in Malden. Today, she's focusing on reading techniques. She's passed out pamphlets in Chinese, Portuguese, French, and is asking teachers to use context clues to figure out what the text says.
And what happens oftentimes, we're always like, shh, stop talking. You might think that the ELL student is just chit-chatting with their peer. However, oftentimes they're trying to increase their comprehension.
McCabe says this model allows teachers to take a trial-and-error approach.
A really good piece of this class is they're trying things in their classroom, and then they're coming back and they're saying, Jen, can you help me with this strategy? It didn't go over so well, or how do I change this a little bit to get the students to speak more?
As for the price tag for these classes, it's $14 million in Massachusetts, spread across 4 years. And while the state is pouring money into training current teachers, it's also requiring that all new teachers complete one college course that focuses on English language learning.
At all, it doesn't mean anything. Exactly. So,
but to think about, I heard a lot of you guys making great connections with your own experiences as second language learners when you were taking Spanish or French.
Chad Leith teaches at Salem State University. He says all educators now have to think in new ways to ensure students learn English. To prove his point, he walks me through the thinking of an eighth grade math teacher.
What I might do now is use sequencing words. So I'll very specifically and explicitly teach them, first I blank, then I blank, finally I blank, right? Because we know that sequencing words are important for students, not only in math, but across disciplines for explaining procedures.
Leith says classes like his are important for giving teachers confidence.
I think that it is a practical first step, but it is not the end of the story.
For Leith, part of the problem is that sheltered English immersion is a one-size-fits-all strategy. He says it's based on the assumption that most of these students are immigrants who will quickly learn English when immersed in public school. But the state's own statistics show that 80% of English language learners say the United States is their country of origin, meaning a good chunk of these students are not new immigrants. Arizona has a similar mandate, and a recent study suggests teachers who go through one sheltered English immersion course are not likely to actually implement what they learn in the classroom. The report shows that ESL teachers and teachers with a background in bilingual education were far more likely to be successful in the classroom. That makes opponents of English immersion say that this whole system is not effective. When I asked the state's Commissioner of Education, Mitchell Chester, whether English immersion is working, he says it's too soon to tell.
If you look at our track record prior to 2002, before sheltered English immersion became the law of the land, as well as since 2002, I don't think there's any evidence that we were more successful prior to this or that we've been more successful since passing that law.
That's hardly a ringing endorsement of sheltered English immersion. But so long as it remains the law of the land, most experts say training teachers is at least a step in the right direction. And it could be a model for the future. So far, six states have mandated teacher training: California, Florida, Arizona, New York, Pennsylvania, and now Massachusetts. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.